Here we go. Tuesday morning, November 2nd on the John DeBella Show. Welcome to the Daily Podcast. We started out with some youngins desperate for fame and fortune and failing at those goals. Bob Seger had a bit of an emergency at his 18,000 square foot home yesterday. He's fine, obviously, with a house that size, but his chimney's not. We hit the phones today to hear about things that most people enjoy, but you find to be hell on earth. Song Stories today featured The Police. The Isolation Booth featured The Clash in another language. And Paul McCartney has a new book out that got John's attention, and there's frost on the pumpkins. Or could be. Here you go. Have a listen. It is The Daily Podcast.
I know it's not very Christian of me. I know I'm not being a nice person when I say this, but boy, don't you love when bad things happen to douches?
Yes.
All right. You know, don't you just love it? Check out this guy. A 28-year-old guy in Toronto decides, I don't know if he was trying to impress his friends. Maybe he's an influencer of some kind. He decided to rent a Lamborghini. All right.
All right.
So he's testing out the supercar. This is a fast, expensive car. All right. Basically, he was taken out for a day. Right. So he's racing through the streets. He gets pulled over doing 24 miles an hour over the speed limit, the maximum speed limit where he was for 50 miles an hour. So he's doing 74, which isn't like really all that bad. But he's also attempting stunt driving. Right. You know, and he's trying to, take the car out, make it spin.
Drifting, doing all
of this stuff with the car. Right. So they impound the car. And they suspend his license for 30 days. The problem was they impounded the car for 14. A rental car for 14 days.
Oh, how does that work?
A Lamborghini. How does that work?
Yes. Yeah.
That works at a tune of $18,000.
Oh, my God.
Until he returned the car. It seems I have hit the douche grand prize this morning.
All right.
All right, because I've got another one here. Have you ever heard of a TikToker named Demoria Makula?
Yeah, no.
Okay. He was arrested after starting a 100-mile-an-hour chase with police. Check this out. He's 18 years old. He guns the engine of a Dodge Charger at a red light, smokes the tires, and peels off. There's a cop sitting right there.
Okay.
Right there at the light. He does this in front of the cop. And now the cop begins to chase him. After the cops chase him, they finally catch him at his home where he bragged about his $400,000 a year income while being read his rights. His excuse, and this is what he said while they were reading him his rights. Hey, I'm young. I make a lot of money. I have a fast car. This is what everybody wants.
I mean, he's kind of right about that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's kind of right about that.
He's making $400,000 a year?
He's making $400,000 to $500,000 a year on TikTok and YouTube.
It's pretty desirable.
All right, right. Maybe now he'll realize the error of his ways. He has been hit with so many charges of evading the police.
Yeah, take a percentage.
Dangerous driving. The list just goes on and on. See how much of your $400,000 a year that pays for.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
911 is probably the number that Bob Seger called last night.
Why is that?
He had a fire at his house.
Oh, I saw this.
His chimney,
right?
Yeah, he had a chimney fire.
Seems like the right place.
He lives in Orchard Lake, Michigan, right? And a fire broke out in the chimney, in the flue of the chimney. No one was injured, all right, in his 18,000 square foot home.
Surprised he noticed it.
Wow. 18,000 square feet.
You smell something? Down the block. Oh, it's in our chimney.
In all honesty, I wouldn't know what to do with a house a third that size. 6,000 square feet,
that's
which was like, oh my God, 18,000, right? The home suffered damage to some walls and ceilings that the firemen had to break through in order to get there. There was also some water damage in the family room and in the room below that had the golf simulator in it.
Oh,
my God. What a life.
But Bob and his wife are okay, and more than likely,
what
I'm
going to
assume the simulator. I have no word on the simulator.
Right.
More than likely, insurance will cover it. And if not, the royalties from me playing this song will. The fire down below from Bob Seger for the fire in his house. John Foster sent us a note. 18,000 square feet is nearly half an acre.
And wow. That's my entire plot.
Right. Your house is sitting on this. His house is it.
Wow.
All right. Bob Seger. Wow. God bless him for it. Hey, you know what? You can afford it. You're welcome to it. I just wouldn't know. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do with all this.
That's too much for me. It's too much.
Yeah. And it's not like a golf simulator takes up that much room.
Oh, yeah, right.
It needs more height than it does distance,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We could have one in here.
Yeah, we probably yeah. could. Probably has a recording yeah. studio in that house.
I would
as
hope.
Well, you
yeah.
know, so. But if not, then a basketball court. Cloudy with some rain possible this morning or even this afternoon. High temperature, about 52 degrees. Coming up for Song Stories this morning, an odd occurrence helps the Police get their first British hit. The Police actually had hits here in the States before they had hits in England. And the way they got this one, it was really interesting.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
So last week when Randy Bachman checked in with us, prior to going on the air, we were asking Randy, I said, hey, anything you want to talk about? We knew we were going to talk about the missing guitar. And if you missed that, it's a really interesting conversation. There's a podcast at WMGK.com. Did that podcast go up on its own as well
yeah.
as the Daily?
Yep.
All right. Anyway, during the course of that pre-conversation, we asked him, you know, what was going on. And he was telling about he's going to do this cruise again. Right. And it was what him, Styx, your favorite artist, Don McLean.
Oh,
right. He was on it. Yeah. Don only plays once, but that's to go from Florida back to New York.
Oh, we can go that far. Yeah. That's impressive.
In that time, you can hear American Pie.
That's pretty impressive. Just drop the anchor on my
fun
head.
Fact.
So anyway, to which after we're done, Steve made the announcement that what is hell on earth for you?
Well, a cruise, but being for me, especially right now, the Kiss cruise is going on.
Right.
I like Kiss. I have zero desire to be on a friggin' boat with a ton of KISS fans for, what is it, a week?
Right.
Hardest of passes.
You don't want to be a soldier in the army?
Throw me overboard, okay? I'm out.
I don't cruise. I've been on two cruises. One was great. One was a horror. And the horror one is the one that always sticks in my mind.
Oh, of course,
so,
yeah.
So that the cruises are life in hell for me. Right, you know, but a lot of people love them, and you know, and more power to you. If you like it, fine. Any of this stuff, you know, if you like it,
yeah, to each his own.
Like for me, there is no way on God's green earth. Hell on earth to me is like Coachella. Right?
Yeah.
My outdoor concerts with thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, I might be there too these days.
And you know, and porta potties. Yeah. And no, I'm done.
Influencers.
I'm done. Influencers. Oh, yes, God. Influencers going. Right, you know, when there's a TikTok boost, I don't want to be there.
I'd love to see you in the background of one. Some blank face.
Right, so that is hell on earth. What about you?
For me, it would be being a studio audience member in any daytime talk show. Just being stuck in that stupid seat with all the antics going on around me, the applause sign, some idiot dancing in the hall next to me. You know, just, I have a visceral hatred for daytime talk.
Okay.
Do not invite me to be a studio audience member.
Cindy, what about yourself?
Well, I actually just did that this last weekend.
Uh-huh.
My dad's girlfriend had a surprise birthday party for him.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of energy to keep that surprise for the last 2 months that I had to have, where my dad thought we weren't having anything for his birthday, where I had to pretend that he was wondering why I didn't come out and see him for, you know, it's just like, it was a nice party, but.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't worth
and
it.
There's something about, you know, I don't know how old your father is, but personally, I'm against surprise parties for older people.
Sure.
Right? You know, a lot of times, you know, I remember my dad was in the catering business for a while, right? And I remember people having like 50th wedding anniversary surprise dinners.
Oh, wow.
Right? You don't want to do that to 280-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to do that.
Yes.
When you know, 200 people go, surprise!
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God, you know, they think they're going to a christening or something. Right? So I want to open this up to everybody because everybody probably has their hell on earth. What is it for Steve? It's a cruise. For me, it's a, you know, concert festivals, right? You know, Dave doesn't want to be in a studio audience. Cindy's surprise parties. What's it for you? We talk about Hell on Earth. These are things that that other people really enjoy, especially in groups, like he was sort of like a Kiss cruise or Coachella or something like that. All right, and lots of people love it. Even a Grateful Dead show. I mean, I used to go to Grateful Dead shows when they were just concerts.
Okay,
right, you know, not the event that it's turned into nowadays. So, what is it for you? What is it? It's something that other people really love doing, and you know, and we're talking about lots of people love doing it, like festivals or cruises or things like that, and you just have no desire. I mean, it's just like that is over for you. It is your hell on earth. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
The Police were really not a breakout, hit maker when they came out in the UK. I mean, it just they did not get off the ground very quickly. But Stuart Copeland explains how one recording, and that recording being So Lonely, unexpectedly gave them their big break.
It so happened that the prime newsreader on the BBC in those days was a woman called Sue Lawley, and it was her birthday. And some wag at the BBC decided that this track by the Police called So Lonely was her birthday song. And so they played it all day. And in fact, the response that they got to the song meant that BBC Radio picked it up and they started playing it. So we got our big break because So Lonely sounded sort of like the name of this famous newsreader and got us airplay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
What is your hell on earth? Things that other people enjoy. I mean, they could be big events. It could be small things like, you know, Cindy was saying, like a surprise party. They had a surprise party for her dad. The 2 weeks of waiting for the surprise party to happen. Was it 2 weeks or a month, Cindy?
It was actually, she planned it 4 months ago.
4 months!
Oh, that's painful.
Wow. 4 months!
I gave the lady props, man. She was prepared.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every time, I had to be worried every time I talked to my dad that I wasn't going to say something about
right.
it.
Right, yeah, so, and, you know, I got another one for you. Mm-hmm. All right, and I know how beloved it is, and I watch it every year, and I'm fine with it, but the Mummers Parade. All right.
Talk to me, baby. Steve, is this you?
All right. Are you in a Steve?
All right. No, well, you know, I've been spoiled, all right, because every time I've been down to the Mummers Parade, mm-hmm. I was part of the broadcast.
Okay.
So I got down there, I had a parking place, had a nice warm place to hang out in, you know, in the TV box you know, all that. So that was great. And it's a great seat. The seat is fantastic. Sure. Everything just comes to you.
Right.
Right. Having to deal with everything that was around it, no. No. And God bless the folks who do it. And, you know, and I have nothing against the event. But, you know, but the idea of being out there in the cold.
Yes.
Because you went with grandpa.
Yeah.
Right. Is just not enough of
horribly
an excuse
hungover
for me.
Too.
I'm in the same boat. And I get it. It's beloved. And you guys know me. I love drinking. I love to party. I have no desire to be down at 2 Street to start the Mummers Parade. Then I don't have any desire to be on Market Street or whatever street it goes up or at City Hall or the Convention Center. None of it. It's just too many people. It's too cold. I want to sit in my house and recover with my hangover from New Year's Eve.
That's the important part.
2 Street at the end of the parade, though, it was really special. So, all right. What's it for you? What is your hell on earth? Things that other people enjoy, but you just can't handle. We started talking about this earlier. We got a bunch of people who've called in. We got them on the phone now. And it has to do with your own hell on earth. You know, it's things that are real popular with some people. You know, and we're talking massive amounts of people. Like cruises. This came out of basically the conversation we had with Randy Bachman last week. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. Oh, it's because I got Bob Seger on the brain.
We did not talk to Bob.
All right. So Randy Bachman, who said, we asked him, like, hey, what's coming up? And one of the things he says, he was doing a cruise.
Yeah.
And then Steve brought up the point yesterday. We were talking about this yesterday and the Kiss cruise.
Yeah. And everybody loves that. I mean, the Kiss Army would all be on the cruise if they could. It'd be the Kiss Navy. I have zero desire to be on the Kiss cruise, and I like Kiss.
Right.
I don't want to be surrounded by all those people.
Right. All right. You know, like Randy Buckley had all these great bands. Styx is there, and you know, I'm great friends with those guys and love their music. Don't want to be in a boat with them. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to be in. And for me, I have had it with. I'm done with festivals. right? No more like Coachella. There isn't enough money on earth. There is, but no one will give me that much, right? You know, but I would. I'm done with festivals. I'm done with it altogether. And you with TV?
Yeah, I don't want to be in any studio audience of any daytime talk show. Sorry, that just right. does not appeal to me.
All right, so, you know, we all have them. And there's nothing against people who like these things. It's just for me or for Dave or for Steve or maybe for you, it's your own hell on earth. So what would it be for Vicky? Let's go to the phone. Come on in, Vicky. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. All right, so what is your hell on earth? Something that everybody else enjoys, but for you, there's no way.
Music fest in Bethlehem every year.
Really?
Yes.
Dave loves it.
I'm a big music fester.
It's so hot and sweaty, and everybody's drunk, and there's people everywhere, and it's
this
just no. Mm-mm.
When does music fest happen?
It happens the end of August.
Yeah. Oh.
It's evil, and everybody loves evil.
But what do you do for your funnel cake fix?
Oh, I
you're all shucks corn.
Here and get funnel cake fries. I live in Dutch country, man.
Have a great morning.
You too, man. Thank you.
Hiya, Kristen.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. What's your hell on earth?
Hell on earth would be a Disney cruise beyond a shadow of a doubt.
All right. I'm with
Disney.
You there.
All right. Now. Have you been on one?
I have never been on one. You ask me what my hell on earth is. You don't think I'm bright enough to avoid it?
Now, have you ever been on a cruise?
I have been on a cruise. I don't remember much of it because it was a...
It was a booze cruise.
It was a booze cruise, and
okay.
it was lost. The Irish girl in me had fun. She wants to go back.
What about a Disney cruise is it, though, that really grinds your gears?
Grinds my gears. All right. It would be everything from the princesses to the vast amount of children to the instant enema received by the slide on Disney.
So I'm not sure whether you're more anti-cruise or anti-Disney. I can't tell.
No, she just hates kids.
Does it really matter? At the end of the day, does it really matter? I mean, I think cruises being trapped with a bunch of people... you know, with a schedule, buffets, particularly
right.
Disney cruises.
Right.
John, you were right. You hit a nail on the head. Her hell on earth is children. That's it.
That's
just children.
That's it. All comes down to it.
You said it. I didn't.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, baby.
Well, it's blatantly obvious only women are listening to us today. Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good.
All right. So what is your hell on earth?
Tennis. Yeah. I mean, everybody's sitting there like mindless zombies watching the ball go back and forth.
I'm kind of with you. And I love golf, which is weird because most golfers love tennis, but it just doesn't hit for me.
Yeah, that's another one. I can't stand that either.
Okay, well, now you're out.
I don't play golf, and I understand it even less on television. And my favorite thing on golf is the cameraman tracking the ball in the sky. A white ball against clouds. That makes all the sense in the world.
Somehow they manage it. It's impressive. I used to make fun of my dad for watching golf, and then I guess I picked up the game more. And
yep.
I love it.
Nope, same here.
Yeah.
Indoctrinated.
Yeah, you'll both be in boxer shorts any minute now. Well, Jen, thank you so much. Good morning, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fine. All right. What's that thing that everybody else enjoys and you ain't going anywhere near it?
I would have to say corn mazes. I don't understand why people pay to get lost.
All right.
Is this like an irrational fear from horror movies?
No, not in there. I just hate paying to get lost in a corn maze. That makes sense to me.
That makes sense.
What about when you're driving with your husband or boyfriend and he doesn't know where he's going? Is that the same situation?
Well, I'm currently single, so I don't actually have that problem. I navigate myself.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nowhere for me to take that.
Yeah. John got lost in his own maze.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And right now it's time for...
It's now time for us to go into... the isolation booth.
And I've got to say straight off, I mean, I have been a Clash fan since The Clash came out. I mean, The Clash are responsible for the beginning of the loss of my hearing, right? You know, it all happened in a Clash concert. But when Steve told me this the other day, and we went on a search when I heard it, I said, do you know they're singing Spanish in Should I Stay or Should I Go? I go, what the hell are you talking about? Because, you know, when you get to that part where the guys are singing in the background, I just always assumed because of Joe Strummer and the guys in the band and how thick their British accents were, it was just stuff that I just didn't understand. They were just kind of shouting it in the background, never realizing that they were shouting in a completely different language. And as a matter of fact, the guy who's doing the shouting isn't even in the band. It's a Texas player, a singer by the name of Joe Ely.
Whoa.
Joe Ely, yeah. It was a guy who was around in the late 70s, early 80s. And basically, here's the part I'm talking about. I'm going to play you the vocals, just the vocals alone. All right, and listen to the background because it's all in Spanish.
This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision me molesta.
If you don't want me, set me free.
No me quieres, libre me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me?
Now, when that's mixed in the song, I just figure it's the guys, you know, just doing their you know, Birmingham, you know, whatever the hell it is.
Rock and roll, hooting and hollering.
Right, hooting and hollering. Now, it ends up that Joe Ely became friends with The Clash when he was touring. They were friends. They liked his music. He's touring England. They meet up with him. They become fast friends. They're showing him around town, right? In 1982, The Clash come to America to record Combat Rock. They're at Electric Lady Studios, right? And they invite Joe Ely in because he was in town, right? Joe Ely, they decided, look, why don't you do the background vocals? And someone comes up with the idea, I believe it's Joe Strummer, to sing them in Spanish. Right now, Ely can speak translate like Tex-Mex, but not like true Spanish. So he's doing it in Tex-Mex. But their engineer, this really gets involved now. Their engineer is a Puerto Rican guy named Eddie Garcia, whose mother right is from Ecuador.
Right? Yeah.
Ecuador,
yeah.
Right? His mother's from Ecuador, right? He calls her on the phone for any words that they can't figure out.
Wow.
So they're singing Ecuadorian Spanish in Should I Stay or Should I Go? So if we put it all together, and I will really lower when we get to the chorus there, right, we'll really lower it so you could really hear what's going on. But ladies and gentlemen, The Clash in the isolation booth and Should I Stay or Should I Go in Spanish.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I have to apologize.
Okay.
All right. Well, normally you say, people would go, why? Right?
No, well, but I no, just figured you've got a lot of reasons.
You're okay.
Yeah, long time coming, Sin.
Okay. Here comes another one. I should have been more prepared. I didn't know about this. I would have done so much more. But today is National Radio Traffic Reporter Day.
Get out of here.
I swear. I know. On the calendar of useless days, yours is today. Right? And it's specific to radio people, national radio people, right? Traffic Reporter Day.
It almost sounds made up, John.
I know it does.
Almost.
Probably by someone who was a traffic reporter needed a little more attention. So let's pay attention to our traffic reporter as she does her stellar job of telling you about places she's never been.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Paul McCartney has a new book that came out today. It's in bookstores now, called The Lyrics, 1956 to Present. And it's supposedly a treasure trove of material from his personal archives, talking about drafts, letters, photographs, never seen before stuff. And so it's more than just lyrics, as it's going to be as visual as it is, you know, and collectible. This is so much more interesting to me than that McCartney 3-2-1 series that he did with Rick Rubin.
How come?
Because everything that happened in that, I told on the air during Breakfast at the Beatles.
Oh.
And I was like, by the time I got to the third one, I'm going, I am not learning anything that I have not learned before. But this looks really good. I mean, he talks about, you know, in this one part, he did this interview with GQ, and he talks about this Earth song that he wrote. When one of the first songs he ever wrote was like 3-4 chords, and it was called I Lost My Little Girl. And someone asks, well, could that have been about your mother? And he goes, well, there's a reason not to see a psychologist. They're talking frost tomorrow morning.
Oh.
All right, yeah, frost on the pumpkin. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, about 50 degrees outside.
What is that?
That.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Lynn Kratz, who used to do the overnights at MMR back in the day, right? Yep. I would come in the morning, and I would always hear her last hour on the air, and without fail, if it was the slightest bit chilly outside, she would always say, and there's frost on the pumpkin this morning. So that's always stuck with me.
Right.
Wow. Frost on the pumpkin.
Was that her tagline? Like,
don't take any crap from anybody.
Right. That was it. Have a great day.
I was going to go with a higher profile, like a Walter Cronkite, not John's don't take any crap from anybody.
It's coming. Coming soon.
Yeah. Can you see that? Is this in August, right? Have a great day, Philadelphia.
There's crap on the pumpkins.
Frost on the pumpkin.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.